An irony after Britain's voted for independence from the European Union is that the UK itself, England and Wales and Scotland and Northern Ireland, was considered a smaller version of the EU. And over the years, when Scotland and separately many Northern Irelanders wanted out of the UK, the English were against it. Now Scots, who in the Brexit vote voted largely to stay with the EU, want another vote to leave the UK. And there are calls in Northern Ireland for a new referendum on leaving the UK and joining the Republic of Ireland, which is, of course, independent and still a member of the EU. So is this the end of the UK? Let's start in Scotland. Tom Morton is a former BBC Radio Scotland music presenter. When we spoke with him 2 years ago, he was against Scottish independence. He joined us by Skype from the Shetland Islands. And Tom, do we understand you are now for leaving the UK?
Well, I think the shocking news from England means that really I don't think there's any alternative. If we're to maintain a social democracy in Scotland, which is liberal, outgoing, welcoming to migrants, and which believes in social justice, I don't really see any alternative, because what's happened in England is the establishment for the long term of an extreme right-wing racist government. And I don't think people in Scotland want anything to do with that.
Well, tell us more about this. When you say welcoming to migrants, maybe perhaps protecting those who are fleeing civil war, as we're seeing from Syria. But tell me more about what that means to you. Does it have to do with the economy as well?
It does have to do with the economy, but let's face it, there are terrible risks to an independent Scotland economically. The price of oil has gone through the floor. We have all kinds of issues. We just don't know what's going to happen in the future. But it seems, I think, to most people in Scotland that staying within the European Union is our right. And what's going to happen tomorrow, in fact, is that Nicola Sturgeon, the Scottish First Minister, is going to Europe to discuss the possibilities of staying within the European Union. And in fact, Michael D. Higgins from the Republic of Ireland is in Scotland today, engaged in discussions with her too.
Yeah, well, there's been a call for a new vote on Scottish independence, but it's not exactly that you feel it will negatively impact your economy. In fact, going independent might be more negative. That's interesting, because we're hearing about what's being called now Brexit, you know, instead of Brexit, a realization in Britain that a huge portion of the membership fee that Britain paid to the EU came back, many of it in money that subsidized things like poor farmers.
If you travel throughout Scotland, you'll continually see the stars of Europe on road signs to do with projects that have been funded or part funded by the European Union. And that's true in England as well. Places like Cornwall, which voted something like 70% to 30% to leave the European Union. Cornwall is heavily dependent on European funding. But in terms of what's happened in England especially, this kind of reaction that we've seen is really a kind of anti-politics. It's post-truth politics. Mm. It's the kind of thing that you're seeing in the USA in terms of a hugely emotional reaction, which against all the evidence may vote for Donald Trump as president. It's exactly that kind of knee-jerk anti-intellectual reaction. And what we're seeing too is a rejection of traditional politics in the form of the Labour Party. As I speak, the Labour Party, the traditional opposition to the Conservatives, is in total meltdown. And we are looking at a new leadership election there.
Well, and so you're saying it's more about a pervasive feeling that this reflects things like racism, xenophobia, that you say the Scots are rejecting. Do you also see the irony that we mentioned, or as Max Fisher put it in the New York Times, that having survived the nationalist yearnings from Scotland and Northern Ireland, the UK is now succumbing to the nationalism of its largest and most powerful group, the English, that there's some irony there?
Well, yeah, I think that's accurate. I think there is an element of Little England nationalism happening here. And I mean, it's understandable in some ways, because we've seen the almost complete destruction in the old industrial areas like Newcastle and Sunderland, who stunningly reversed expectations and voted to leave the European Union. In those places, heavy industry has gone and disappeared. Tremendous problems with unemployment and poverty.
So you understand some of that feeling?
I totally understand it. And also, that has been blamed. But I mean, it's a terrible lesson from history which hasn't been learned. That is being blamed in immigration, and that people are saying, oh, these people are coming in from the European Union countries and taking our jobs. It's really not the case. I have to admit that Scotland is slightly isolated from the immigration situation because we are further away. We're very far north and we're cold and wet. And perhaps it's the case that there are other places within the United Kingdom that some migrants would rather stay in.
Yeah. Tom Morton, former BBC Radio Scotland music presenter on A Voice from Scotland, the Shetland Islands specifically. Tom, thank you.
Thank you.
And now to Ireland, of course, divided into the Independent Republic of Ireland, a member of the EU, and Northern Ireland as part of the UK. It must now leave the EU. The EU has open borders, but since Northern Ireland is leaving, a border will have to be set up between the two countries, reminding many Irish people of the checkpoints that used to exist during the Troubles. Seamus Coyle is a county councillor in County Monaghan in the Republic of Ireland on the border there. And Seamus, how is this impacting people?
This has huge consequences. I live within a short distance of the border. We have 500 kilometres of border here between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, which is now, and indeed when the UK exits Europe, the EU, this will be the only land border with the EU. So the changes are going to be massive.
Well, let's remind people that being in the EU, part of it meant open borders. Now, the border control checkpoints that were taken away by the Good Friday Peace Accords, there was a free flow between Northern Ireland and Ireland, one presumes would have to go up again. I mean, that's just a physical reminder of, you know, a checkpoint. But what else does that border mean to you?
So we are now in a very much a land of the unknown. Agricultural exports are absolutely enormous. We here in County Monaghan, 84% of poultry exports go to the UK. 52% of beef, 60% of dairy products go into the UK. Northern Ireland has voted very much to remain within the UK. But let's remember that many of the farmers in Northern Ireland, their disposable income incorporates approximately, well, in excess of 80%. That comes in direct EU supports.
So what do you think about what we're hearing out of Northern Ireland, a push to now have a referendum to vote on whether Northern Ireland should join Ireland?
Yes, indeed. And indeed, as a Republican and as a member of the Fianna Fáil party here and a nationalist, I very much idealise a united Ireland. And indeed, that is one of our founding principles, as does all Irish people and indeed all nationalists. However, I do believe that they demand from the Sinn Féin party for an immediate referendum on a border poll is indeed opportunistic, because I do believe that Prime Minister Cameron made a huge mistake in 2012 in guaranteeing the referendum. I think when you hold a referendum, while it is the democratic and it is the greatest act of democracy that a nation can hold, I believe that the timing must be right.
So are you saying that you think the Northern Ireland, perhaps a Northern Ireland vote on leaving Britain and joining Ireland, should wait until heads are cooler, or wait, you know, maybe not be held at all, because be careful what you wish for?
No, I certainly would like to see that within a period of years, and certainly to see a united Ireland within my lifetime, because self-determination is the greatest hope of all peoples. But I believe, and you use the words there, cooling of heads, we must allow that to happen. We must have a very rational debate. We must put all of the structures to underpin a united Ireland in place.
Yeah. Ireland will be just so isolated there. If you picture Great Britain as kind of a glove, and let's say you're the thumb, you know, Ireland dropping down there, you're going to be so isolated.
There is no doubting that we will certainly be in a new situation. All in all, this could be the disintegration of the UK. It could be the disintegration of Europe if we are not very careful.
That's Seamus Coyle, a county councillor in Monaghan County in the Republic of Ireland. Seamus, thank you so much.
Thank you. And indeed, I wish a good day to yourself, Robin, all your listeners and all our people. Gurra mí mai lagat.
What does that mean?
That means thank you.
You too.